Well, hello people. This is just a quick video to say that I'm very proud of you guys out there. You have these femons stripping off all over the place, trying to draw you in, and then they'll probably attack. But really, the only thing a femon can offer a man today is sex, and sex don't last forever. In fact, it doesn't last very long at all. But you're a red-blooded man, and you're doing really well resisting. Of course, the femons have made it a lot easier. Look at the state of the femons. They have tats, double makeup, false eyelashes, fish lips, breast implants, cheek implants. And then there's the goddamn attitude. I mean, were femons ever sugar and spice and everything nice? Well, yeah, they acted that way because they got better results that way at the time, but they were never that way. And most femons can't be bothered with the facade anymore. They're just acting themselves. And isn't it entitled and disgusting most of the time? A femon goes with at least 200 or 250 guys, and then she wants to get pregnant and have a baby. And she wonders why the baby has problems when it's born. But she don't really care about it anyway. She just throws it at the man and say, take care of that. But I'd just like to say you guys out there are doing really well. Mind you, you can do better, right? There's still an awful lot of white knights out there. Man, I don't know why you white knights are helping the femons, because they sure as hell wouldn't help you. But of course they say they would, because they're virtual signalers. And of course, as you know, every femon in the world is almost a victim about something. Man, it's just the sympathy trick, along with the crying trick. You men out there are learning fast. And it doesn't seem to me that they're coming up with any real new tricks. And you guys are seeing through them all now, aren't you? Well, it's still going to be a rough road ahead, but men are built for the rough road. Femons, not so much. I don't know, maybe femons should save their money and buy a man, like pay a dowry for him. Because that's pretty much a lot of the femons of today will only get a man. Femons and feminists have used the shaming tactic so often it's ineffective now. Men have realized they're not really bad people. They just were making bad choices. And as the femons get more and more desperate, we'll see some more tricks come out of the bag. I don't know, maybe femons could sort of be nice to men. But of course, the trouble is the nature of a femon, if she's being nice to you, she wants some. And it's you that'll pay. Stay solo, gentlemen. Let these femons have meltdowns all over the place. It's nothing to do with you. The femon is not your responsibility. This is Solo Man on top of the world. Take it easy, guys.